Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Healthline Live every Monday through Saturday on QNLabs.com.
Van Halen bringing us back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our new friend, Dr. Angela Smith. She's the author of Behind Closed Doors, also Behind Closed Doors 2, Diana's Story. Angela, thanks for being here. We're talking about the challenging situation of urban America, primarily the black community. Angela is representing that community, and I want to ask you, Angela, as we discussed, you laid out some of the challenges in the previous segment that the black community has. What would be your solution? How would you, if you were queen for a day and you could, and everybody had to do what you would say, what would you have? Where would you start? What would you do?
You know what? I would start with that conversation we just had off the air. Conversations between a white man like yourself and a black person like me, just really talking about things in honesty and truth, I think we can get somewhere. But as far as what we can do now in the black community, if I could control the world or America, I would have every black kid in America, their family, whether they're in a single family home or a two-parent home. If you have five kids, you need to take one of those kids and you need to say, you're going to finish high school, you're going to go to college, you're going to sacrifice, and we are going to break the cycle of poor education and poverty.
But when they're in school, Angela, if they study hard, if they stick to the books, and my understanding, especially including the girls, they're ostracized, or they make fun of them, or maybe they even bully them because they're acting white. When they study, that they get treated, and it's my understanding that they're called Oreos or something like that. They're acting white,
and that's because when you don't understand
that's a problem within the black community, Angela.
Yeah, we fight against each other because we have been conditioned to compete with each other because we've been told that we're not good enough to compete with anybody else. So we start killing each other because we compete with
those people. Let me ask you a question, Angela. Who's telling you you're not good enough, specifically?
We're telling each other that. Now, let me tell you, in the black community, there are pockets of people who are just as racist toward us as anybody else.
And I believe it.
Things as simple as the color of your skin. The light-skinned person versus the dark-skinned person. When I went to Haiti, I couldn't believe my eyes because I saw the same thing over there. It's light-skinned versus dark.
It's the same thing in Africa. So back to solving this thing, I want to come up with some kind of a solution for this thing. So what I keep hearing you say is if black people want to get rid of some of their problems, they need to face those problems within the black community and quit making excuses and quit blaming other people. Would you agree with what I just said?
I do not believe in excuses. You will never hear me say that a white person did.
But isn't it time, even if Angela, there are people who are holding white people who are holding black people back, isn't it time to disregard those people and say that they're not going to keep us? We're going to rise above this on our own.
Well, I can't say that entirely because you have actively racist people, and people are prejudiced. Everybody's prejudiced. So when you have people who are actively racist and who purposely do things to harm you, we have to deal with that too.
But let me ask you a question, Angela. Look at yourself. You rose above a lot. We had a president. We elected a black president. He rose above a lot of stuff. We got black members of Congress. We got black people on the Supreme Court.
Here's an example. When I went my first day in the military, second lieutenant, brand new, there's a room full of second the room and say, and I was the only black one. She said, you, Lieutenant Spence, you have a better chance of becoming the chief nurse of the Army because you're black. Huh. And so I was like, well, why is that? And she said, she didn't say it's because you're a better nurse. She
right.
said it's because the Army has a system
right.
of there's a black chief nurse and then there's a white one. So every time it rotates, it alternates. I've got you telling me this, and so am I supposed to be happy about that? No.
But
I'm
Angela,
not.
That's we still have to come back to the fact that there's systemic problems within the black community, the urban community, that if that's not solved within the community, all the people on the outside will never help them be able to fix that for them.
Well, we need to do it for ourselves, number one. You're right, absolutely. We can't expect anybody to do it for us. So we have two problems. We have the problem within our community, and then we have actively racist people who
yep.
are not our friends.
And some of them, Angela, are not white.
They're not. We have them.
Some of those people are not white. But again, I have to say, with all the laws and all the regulations and all the money that's been spent, at this point in time, 50 years after the Great Society, I think that we can make a judgment that a lot has been done to try to help the black community. Would you not agree with that?
But please factor in. What about the police killing? That kind of thing.
Well, I think those are not, that's a whole other story. Angela, I've got to let you go.
Yeah.
I've got to go for this.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.